You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We like to do Monday Musings on Monday. And here he is, our man, John Perillo. I might be seeing him in a couple of weeks. I certainly hope so. How are you, John? Good morning.
I look forward to that. But you can't make me follow Mother Teresa. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, hey, if I'm reading Mother Teresa without a lightning bolt hitting me, then you could follow. Okay. You could follow Saint Teresa.
Very fair. And to your listeners who are stuck in traffic, my deepest sympathies. I used to hate that, so don't have a lot of that out here on the ranch. But Bob had a gentleman on Friday, Brian Kelly, talking about the Comey indictment, and I wanted to give you some more of a layman's view of what's going on there, and maybe what I would call like the background story, right? Not the legal story, but kind of the background story, because there's been a bunch of bad information on that indictment of Jim Comey to begin with. And that indictment isn't over Russiagate or the efforts to investigate or prosecute Trump, which kind of makes it an odd case for this DOJ to bring. But there were two perjury charges that went to the grand jury against Comey, and the grand jury voted to move forward with only one, which in itself is actually kind of interesting, because in a grand jury, the defense isn't physically present or able to present evidence, and they aren't physically there. So the prosecution has every possible advantage. And that's where the phrase comes from, that anyone can indict a ham sandwich. But this grand jury said that at least on one charge, even the ham sandwich standard was probably too high. And the one that will go to a judge, at least to a judge, has to do with Comey's actions as FBI director and his discussions with Andrew McCabe, who was then the deputy director. And it had to do with a leak to the Wall Street Journal that involved the FBI's investigation.
By the way, it also involves corroboration from legal counsel for the FBI by the name of Baker.
Yes. So the question becomes, let's start with the fact that the leak, whoever did it, was a disaster actually for the Clinton campaign, because that story came out around a week before the election, and it confirmed that the FBI was looking at Hillary Clinton. Yeah, but leaking is leaking, and it's wrong. So if somebody leaked the story, no matter who benefited, and if somebody lied to keep it from Congress, that's illegal. And it's the lie that is the charge against Comey. There's an auxiliary charge of obstruction, but it's tied to that same lie. Right. So to begin with, this case has been assigned to a Biden appointee in Eastern Virginia who might throw it out pretrial. But I think that's actually a disaster for the country, because not because Comey is guilty necessarily, but because a trial with a jury would be a better outcome for us as a country, because without one, without a trial, one side or the other is going to yell cover up. So I think if I were that judge, I hope that whoever it is actually takes the time to put this through trial. And one story pointed out that the indictment itself doesn't matter either McCabe or Clinton. It was a news story, but that's not abnormal, because if you're not the subject of an indictment, you don't want your name made public. So there are, quote, persons and they're, quote, agents, but they're never names in those files. So if you hear that on the news, that's why you don't. I mean, we know who these people are in theory, but that's why it's not in the indictment. And as a side note, by the way, that's why you don't get to see the Epstein files, right? Because someplace in this very extensive Epstein investigation is a cell phone Excel spreadsheet that shows who called who, and somewhere on it, it says that one of these associates of Epstein called Bob Cordero, you know, and it means nothing without the context. Yep. But if it gets leaked out, then it, you know, gets reported in the press that Bob's a known associate or a friend, and that's why grand jury investigations have to remain closed. So if you don't have that context, the information can hurt innocent people. So that's why there are no names in those charges, right? The charge that's going forward has to do with the alleged perjury during Comey's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2020, which, if it happened, is a crime. And the specific charge is that he falsely stated that he had not, quote, authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in the news reports, end quote. That's the charge. And so regarding that FBI investigation, person one, who is Hillary Clinton, we all know that, but that's why the indictment doesn't say the name. And just so you remember, McCabe, the deputy, admitted that he told Linda Page to leak to the Wall Street Journal that they were investigating Ms. Clinton. And that leak, again, happened about a week before the 2016 election that Trump won. And if you believe McCabe, which is a, you know, stretch a little bit, yeah, that leak was designed to counteract the accusations that the FBI was being partisan in what it investigated, and that it wasn't investigating Hillary Clinton for political reasons. And at the time, the Obama Justice Department under Matthew Axelrod was pushing the FBI to stop investigating Clinton. And McCabe allowed the FBI to acknowledge the existence of the investigation, which was absolutely against FBI rules, and it was something that Comey himself had refused to do. So when Comey is called to testify in congressional hearings, he gave the, quote, I can't talk about ongoing investigations, unquote, kind of response, right? But McCabe said that Comey authorized the leak, which Comey denied, and if Comey's denial is false, that's perjury. That's the charge, right? So the case against Comey seems to hinge on McCabe's testimony, and at this point, I have no idea whether there's any other evidence that hasn't been made public. But
they're two ducks, two peas in a pod. I'm forgetting the duck analogy. Yeah. They're two peas ducks in the pod. I mean, they're gonna try to frame this as a, well, I might have misunderstood that I was getting ordered to do this.
Right. And well, and that's actually a great point, because McCabe is hardly a reliable witness. Remember, he lied about the leak, and then he lied about lying about the leak.
Yep.
And as part of that investigation, Inspector General Horowitz believed that there was no evidence to pursue Comey for approving the leak. And there had been, you know, if there had been, the prosecution would have pursued it, because you always want to catch the biggest fish. So turning the deputy, who was McCabe, against the director, who was, you know, Comey, would have been a prosecutorial win. Right. So if you get all those sordid details, the issue of the false testimony to Congress comes from the questioning of Senator Ted Cruz, who used the word, quote, authorized when he was questioning Comey in 2017. And there appears to be that, you know, Cruz asked, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source in the news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Hillary investigation? You responded under oath, never. And then you asked, have you ever authorized, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in the news reports about the Trump investigation or the Hillary investigation? You responded again under oath, no. Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly stated that he leaked the information to the Wall Street Journal and that you directly were aware of it and you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying is that you testified to the committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth? Right? And Comey responds, you know, and the usual Comey, because he's very careful how he responds. He says, I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017, which was that he didn't leak it. Right. So that's the charge. And Senator Cruz puts, you know, the directly aware and authorized in the same sentence. So he says, were you directly aware or did you authorize? And so while Comey was aware of the leak after the fact, he stands by the fact that he did not authorize it. And by putting those two together, Comey's answer is correct. And the law here is very clear. An answer that is, quote, technically correct is correct. And while McCabe is completely uncredible as a witness, the issue is really the way Senator Cruz asked the question. And so that means that nothing that Comey said during his testimony before the Senate was perjury to this point, right? And according to the IAG investigation of McCabe, McCabe said that he told Comey that he had authorized Peter Stroke and Linda Page to tell the Wall Street Journal what was going on. So McCabe asserted that he told Comey, but not that Comey authorized it. And if it matters, McCabe said that Comey thought the leak was a good idea because it was, you know, designed to refute the idea that the FBI wasn't investigating Ms. Clinton. And further, that David Axelrod, who was, you know, on the administration side, was really upset about it. So the discrepancy is that Comey says that McCabe never told him before McCabe authorized the leak, and Comey says that he was upset about the leak. And then you have the fact that McCabe said both that he didn't authorize the leak and then that he McCabe, chewed out the New York office over the leak, which would mean that he knew that at some point that there was the leak, and he could have done that that chewing out to divert attention from the fact that it was him who did
bunch
the leaking.
Of phony,
right? It doesn't really matter.
A bunch of phony swamp creatures.
Right.
But it's funny, though. You know, Cruz is... He's a very intelligent guy. He argued in front of the Supreme Court several times. I would have thought his questioning, and I've been watching this, his questioning would have been more pinpoint with Comey in the stirs, and it really wasn't.
And Bob's point is precisely the correct and important point. The fact is that the way Ted Cruz asked the question gave Comey the out to say no. Because if you put the two phrases together, he could have asked, did you authorize, and waited for a response. And he could have asked, did you approve, and you know, that would have been a separate. But by putting them in the same sentence, he gives Comey the out of saying no and being truthful technically.
Yeah.
And that's what the issue is here for your listeners. I you know, I didn't want to make this a legal discussion, but that's why there's a really serious chance that this gets thrown out in pretrial, which again I think would be a mistake for the country. This needs to go to trial, so that way we can get this, you know, cleared up and you know, yes, we can say yes, you shouldn't have done X, but what you did wasn't perjury, and then, you know, we can move on with our day because we have enough other news going on.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
My experience with people that are that sanctimonious, such as Comey, is that they're generally bad people.
But he's very careful. Right?
Yeah, well, because he knows what he's doing, you know? Yes. He knows he's doing the wrong thing, and he's covering up in the midst of the crime, and that's what these types of people do.
Revolting. And again, our country is built on the legal system, right? So things are, you know, there's nobody above the law and nobody below the law, right? So in this particular case, what he did is probably, you know, I'm not standing at trial here, but it's probably not below the law. I don't think what he did was illegal. We'll find out here soon enough.
Well, it was clearly unethical. He was clearly dodging the truth. The issue is perjury is very difficult to prove, particularly when one of your primary sources is ethically challenged as well when it comes to Andrew McCabe. Unbelievable. Well,
and a proven, and that's, again, Bob said on that is another extremely important point. McCabe lied under oath and then lied about lying. Right. So if that's who you're relying on for your, you know, for your charges, you know, that's going to make it extremely difficult for the prosecution.
And a jury instruction in a case of this type is, if you think that someone lied about something substantial, then you can believe that they lied about everything.
Correct.
Yep.
And again, I'm not the lawyer here, and you had a good lawyer on, but that wasn't my point. My point was just, as listeners, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around out there, and I appreciate Bob spending the time to give you kind of the important salient.
Well, John, the one thing you just got to hope is that they were rushing to beat the statute of limitations, which was tomorrow.
Yes.
And that they didn't say, well, let's just get this done, and without really thinking about the implications, because making him into a left-wing martyr when he's a disgraceful person and was just horrible at his jobs, whether it was the FBI or U.S. attorney, and to allow him to skate, you would have been better off not indicting. So let's hope they know something that we don't know.
Yeah, and if not, when I see you, we'll put a couple of bucks on this. I'm going with acquittal. So I'll give you odds even.
Well, on certain things, as much of an optimist as I am, I'm a pessimist. On bad guys going away, I'm generally a pessimist.
Yeah. And yes, and your experience is much, much deeper and more personal than mine. So I'll bow to your wisdom.
Well, bow to my stupidity.
All good, Bob.
John, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys, and I hope you have a great week, and I hope that wreck gets cleared up so you guys can get moving. I know how frustrating that is. Thank you, and have a good week.
John Perillo, Monday Musings.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.